Okay, Chevra. This week's Parshas, Parshas Vayichi. And Yaakov Avinu gives brachos to all the Shvatim. Some of the Shvatim get things that we might not term a bracha, but we'll call them brachos for our purposes now. And including those brachos, the Torah writes about how Zvulun is going to live, Zvulun l'chof yamim yishkon v'chu l'chof aniyos yachaso al tzidon, that Zvulun will live by the shore, right? And his border will go all the way up to Sidon. Yisachar chamar gorem, Rovet ben hamishpasam. Yisachar is like a thick-boned donkey who lives ben hamishpasam, who lives between these two mountainous regions. Now, Chazal say, and Rashi quotes al HaTorah, that there's a relationship between Yisachar and Zevulun, which is called the Yisachar-Zevulun relationship in our parlance. Which, for lack of a better term, means that you can have someone who decides to support the Torah of someone else. Right? Yisachar is the family of people who learned a lot of Torah. Right? Yisachar yodei bino le'itim. I think that was when I was in Camp Monk, one of the years, we had color war. B'nei Yisachar and B'nei Zevulun. Right?
Yeah,
color
war. Right?
Color war is in Camp Monk. Rabbi Monk's a friend of Levracha, always had color war. So, Zevulun are the business people. Yisachar and the Talmidei Chachamim. Yisachar sit and learn, and Zevulun supports them. And you can sign online. You could sign up for a Yisachar-Zevulun relationship. I actually brought one document called a Hesken Yisachar Uzvulun. This is from a Lubavitcher yeshiva. And it's written up in a whole fancy language. Since this side recognizes the tremendous segula and zechus that supporting of Torah has, based on Yisachar-Zevulun, and certainly if you support our wonderful yeshiva in the middle of Yerushalayim, you will have tremendous zechuyos. So therefore, and we recognize that you will be supporting us, therefore we are entering a Yisachar-Zevulun relationship that says that you will get, we will get profits from you, we will get some of your money, and you will get some of our reward in Torah. It doesn't say how much reward you'll get in Torah. Every month you will give us a certain percentage of your salary, and we will give you our schar in Torah, and this is L'raya Bana HaChosom, and we have Edom signed. This is the official Yisachar-Zevulun relationship you can get online. And different yeshivas have different ones. And I decided, like Google searching today, and I found that there's something called the Kedem Auction House, which is an auction house in Judaica, and they auctioned off an 1833 Yisachar-Zevulun relationship in the town of Alexandria that was entered between a big gevir named Mr. D. Figuito to support Reb Nadav Amram for 15 years to pay him 750 whatever coins a year on the condition that Reb Nadav Amram says Tehillim for his benefit and learns at least one page of Gemara Rashi Taisus every day. That was the condition. Right? So there are Yisachar-Zevulun relationships that have been going on for quite some time. I'd like to discuss these with you tonight.
How much did that sell for?
I think a month of $14,000. Which is probably more than what was invested in that Yisachar-Zevulun relationship over all those years, but you have to do the math.
Now, do you have them?
I should have asked Shuli Berger or something, yeah. It could be.
No, I don't mean historically, I mean currently.
YU, I don't think, does Yisachar-Zevulun relationships. No. Not that I've heard of. We have a thing called the Parnas Hayom, that if you want, you can sign up and support a day of Talmud Torah, but this ongoing relationship, I don't think we have. I do know of, I know of one person, actually. He's a very big masmid, and he has his Zevulun, who supports him in learning. We'll talk about the parameters of this as we go on. Okay, so far so good. Is this done in Breuers? You have,
oh, yeah.
They have your Zevulun?
Parnas Hayom.
What?
It's they have the
parnas hayom.
But an official formal contract to yourself.
An official yusufism relationship, I think, is less common. But okay, now the source of this entire thing is Rashi, this week's parasha. Here, Rashi writes, "Alchof yomim tia artzo." That Zavulon will live by the sea. Chof is Sefar, it's like the shore. Gavol, the boundary, etc. And he will always be Lechof Aniyos, Mokom Hanomel. He'll be by the port also. Shaniyos Mivim Sham Prakmatia, where the boats bring goods, merchandise. Shay Zavulon Osek Prakmatia. Umamsi Muzin Leshevet Yisachar, Vehem Oskin Betorah. Zavolon does business, and they give food to Yisachar, and Yisachar learns Torah, and that's what the pasuk says. Smach Zavolon b'tzeisacha. Zavolon will be happy when they go out. Yisachar ba'olacha. Zavolon goes out to Prakmatia. Yisachar learns Torah in the Ohalim. That's Rashi in this week's parasha. Same idea appears in parashas Vizos HaBracha. Moshe Rabbeinu gives a bracha l'Zavolon smach Zavolon b'tzeisach Yisachar ba'olacha. Zakt Rashi. In the Vizos HaBracha, slightly different, right? In Vayechi, Rashi just says that Zavulun gives food to Yisachar, no? Mamsi Mazen. But in Vizos HaBracha, Rashi writes that Zavulun and Yisachar asu shutfis. They made a partnership. That Zavulun, etc., goes out to Prakmatia, earns money, v'nosing the toch piv show Yisachar, v'hem yoshrim ba'oskim b'torah. Yisachar sits and learns Torah. That's why Zavulun comes before Yisachar, she'tarasu show Yisachar de Zavulun ha'isa. Rashi is adding a nekuda in Vizos HaBracha, two nekudos. One is that there is a shutfis, it's a partnership. Second nekuda that Rashi adds is that apparently Zavulun is more chashuv than Yisachar. Right? The supporter of Torah is more chashuv than the learner of Torah. Now that is interesting, no? That is interesting. Why would that be? So I would argue that that would be for the following reason. If I support you learning Torah, do I get off the hook? Do I not have to learn Torah? L'chaya, I also have to learn, no? So Zavulun is also studying Torah during Zavulun's free time. Right?
Koveya
Itim. Yisachar is learning full time. Now, because Zavulun chips into Yisachar, Reb Moshe writes in the Tshuva, and the Shach seems to say this, that Yisachar-Zavulun relationships have to be half and half. I give you half of my money. You give me half of your schar for Talmud Torah. Why davka half and half? So I'll show you a shach on the top of the page here. The Ramah gives us the psak of Yisachar's own relationship, so read it in a second. But the shach writes, schar Torah, uschar mashi yarviach, ze yiyya bein shneim b'yachad. Apparently they divide it up equally. Zuck Reb Moshe, that is a Yisachar's own relationship. They divide it equally. Now, Reb Usher Weiss, in an essay in this week's parasha, Reb Usher Weiss says that this is not the mainstream approach, and if you look at the official Heskin, Yisachar, and Zavulun, they are not getting half of the schar of Talmud Torah, right? Nor are they giving half of their money. Right? You give a certain percentage. But if Reb Moshe is correct, I understand why Zavulun is more chashuv than Yisachar. No? Because Zavulun is getting half of Yisachar's schar for Talmud Torah, but Zavulun also learns some Torah. So Zavulun ends up with the upper hand.
You say, anyway, Derecha is Kadmah LaTorah, so since he represents the...
That's spoken like a true Breuer's, right, Svara? Right? It could be, but Kadmah LaTorah doesn't mean it's more chashuv. Kadma means it's a prerequisite, right? So you have to do it first. But Rashi's lashon over here is that Zavulun, right? Hikdim Zavulun Yisachar Shatar Rasa Shay Yisachar Idei Zavulun Haisa. Okay. Now.
Does that mean that Yisachar wants us to work a little bit?
So apparently not. Apparently Yisachar is the first koilonik. Yisachar is sitting and he's learning, right, 24 hours a day, kolel, and Zavulun is supporting him. That's what it is. Right? I think so. Now, a few points to be made over here. Under which category of halacha would we put a Yisachar Zvulun relationship? So intuitively, we would say the easiest way is to say it's tzedaka. It's a nice form of tzedaka. It might not be exactly like tzedaka, because we have limits how much tzedaka I'm allowed to give. The Gemara in Ksubas, turn over, Ksubas Nun Omer Aleph, Omer Rabbi La'a, Ve'usha Hiskinu Hamevazbeis Ayevazbeis Yoseh Mechomesh. Right? I'm not allowed to give more than a fifth of my money to tzedakah. Right? Mevazbeis Ayevazbeis Yoseh Mechomesh. Is there any rule that I can't give more than a fifth in the Yisachar Zvulun relationship? According to Moshe, for sure not. I'm giving 50%. Right? How come I'm allowed to do that? In tzedaka l'cha'ora, I'm not allowed to give more than a fifth, more than 20%. So, there are two approaches.
Say
one approach... What?
It's say, here you're getting something back.
Here I'm getting something back. Oh, so, in other words, it's not really tzedaka, it's a business investment. I'm investing money to get Olam Haba. It's a partnership. I'm allowed to invest as much money as I want, no? If I feel I have a really good deal coming, right? Akiva, you have a good deal, you could put a ton of money into it. It might not be sound business advice to put 50% of your year's salary into one business endeavor, but you can make a killing, perhaps. That's what's going on. That's the way Reb Moshe is going to learn. And Moshe is going to say, and the Lashon of Rashi in Vizos HaBracha, that it's a Shutfos, really sounds that way. And that's why there's no rule of Mevazis, Ayvaz, Vizios, and Mechomesh. However, there's another Mahalach over here that they quote from the Chafetz Chaim, that may be the rule that I can't give more than a fifth to do to tzedakah is true by all tzedakahs, with the exception of Talmud Torah. For Torah, you can do more. And the raya for this is a Gemara in Yoma. Right? The Gemara tells us in Yoma that if a person wants to say, you know what, I'm going to be lax and I'm not going to study Torah. So if you're an Ani, look at Hillel. And Hillel is Mechayev Aniyim. If you're an Ashir, look at Rebbe Lazar ben Chasma. Right? And he is Mechayev the Ashirim. But let's look at this Gemara about Hillel. A beautiful Gemara. Yuma Lamin Hei. Tana Rabbanan. You have it? Tana Rabbanan. Ani va'ashir. V'rasha ban medin. The Ani, Asher, and Rasha come to din. Lo Ani omim lo, mipnei ma, lo asakta b'torah. They tell the Ani, how come you didn't learn Torah? Im omer Ani hayisi, v'torah bimzonosai. If the guy says, listen, right? I'm a poor person. Right? I've been a Noraman. And I was too busy earning a living. I couldn't learn Torah. So Omrim lo, klum ani ha-yisa yose me-Hillel. Were you poorer than Hillel? Omrim ala ma-Hillel ha-zakein. Shebecho yom v'yom ha-ya-ose u-mistake b-trepik. Every day Hillel would earn one trepik. No idea what that is, but it don't sound like much. Chet yahayanosein l'shomer beis ha-medrish. V'chet yon l'paranoso, so l'paranoso san shebeiso. Hillel would give half a trepik to get into yeshiva. Apparently the yeshiva charged tuition. So half a trepik helps you get into yeshiva. The other half a trepik he would give to support himself and his family. Pamachas lo motzo lehistaker. 1 week, Hillel didn't earn any money. Velo hinicho shomer beis hamedrash liyikaneis. He couldn't get into yeshiva. Ala v'nitla. He went up on the rooftop, no? It's such a beautiful Gemara. To hear the Torah, the Divrei Elokim Chayim, that Shmaya and Avtalion were saying.
Is this
Gnevis
Das?
Gnevis Das? No, the payment is to get in. So you don't want to pay tuition to YU, but you can listen to YU Torah.
Danny, it's no different than watching a baseball game from outside the stadium. That would be one of my goals.
Okay. In Chicago, right, the stadium is in the middle of the city. Cubs games you could watch. I don't know if other baseball games you could watch in the middle of town. But the fact is, Hillel goes up to the roof to hear Divrei Elokim Chayim, Amru, also Yom Erev Shabbos Haya, Utkufas Teves Haya. So it was this time of year. It's Erev Shabbos. It's the middle of the winter during Teves. V'yarad Olav Shaleg Min HaShamayim. Snow falls on Hillel. Kishol Amur HaShach Amru Lo Shmai Lav Tayin Avtal Yenochi. B'chol Yom HaBayis Meir. Hayom Afel. How come it's so dark today? Every day there's light. How come it's so dark? Shema Yom HaMa'unanu. Maybe it's a cloudy day. They say there's a person over there in the skylight. They find that he's covered with 3 amas of snow. This is quite the snowstorm. 6 feet of snow. You can live in Buffalo for that. Right? 6 feet of snow on him. Parkuhu, hechitzuhu, sikuhu, voshivuhu, kineged hamadura. They take him, they wash him off, they put oil on him. Kineged hamadura, they put him opposite the fire. Amru ro'i zeh lechal olav al Shabbos. This guy you can be lechal al Shabbos for. So let's just make a few points on this Gemara, which I think are fascinating Gemara. Point one is the Chafetz Chaim is m'dag. Hillel is spending half of his trepik to get into yeshiva. Ay hamivazbeis hayivazbeis yosem michomesh zok the Chafetz Chaim mikan. That for my own Talmud Torah, I'm allowed to spend more than the Chomesh. You see this befeirish in the Gemara Yuma. And then, the Chofetz, I quote over here from the Sefer Daf al Daf, they quote this whole shtickle from the Chofetz Chaim, etc. And then they say, and even for Yisachar Zevulun relationship, where I'm giving money for your Talmud Torah, but I'm still allowed to spend more than the Chomesh, because your Talmud Torah becomes my Talmud Torah. Right, based on the fact that we have this relationship, it becomes mine. So that's how Mevazbeis Al Yevazbeis Yosei Mechumesh doesn't apply. So that's one mahalach that doesn't apply to Tzedaka for Torah. Yeah.
Don't we look at, well, how does the Gemara in Beitzah come in? I think it's in Beitzah.
That's for my kids, not for me.
Ah. Okay.
Right, Hillel, right, is paying for himself to learn, not for his
maybe
kids.
So
that's the question. The Gemara in Kedushin discusses who lomod ubeno lomod. So who kaidim lebeno? But imhaya beno zoriz umamula fatamudo miskayim biyado beno kodmo. Right, that's what the Gemara says. Oh, so now, so one ha'ar in the Gemara sukkah chavetz chaim is that the din of chomash does not apply to Talmud Torah. Another ha'ara that's just worth mentioning very quickly is the Gemara says about Hillel, Ro'i zeh l'chal el olav ha'Shabbos. What type of silly expression? The guy is mamish dying right up there. He has 6 feet of snow on him. Oh, this guy! Well, and if he wouldn't be Hillel, if he wouldn't be such a big mass, you wouldn't be mechal Shabbos for him. What type of expression is this in the Gemara? Ro'i zeh l'chal el olav ha'Shabbos. So I know two mahalchim over here. Two mahalchim. One mahalach, Reb Yitzchak Zilberstein. Yitzchak Zilberstein is the son-in-law of Rebbe Yashiv. He's very creative. Son-in-law of Rebbe Yashiv, very creative. So in his Sefer Chashukei Chemed, he says as follows. Zakt Er, usually you're not mechal Shabbos for someone who could be resuscitated without chalal Shabbos. Right? Let's say you have someone who's really cold. So do I light a fire for the guy? L'chora, no. You put blankets on him, you warm him up, right? And you don't have to light a fire. Right? We're not Machal Shabbos unless it's necessary. That's like an Aleph Beis of Judaism. However, Ibn Zilberstein gives you a bunch of makoros that maybe for a super duper Talmud Chacham, people might learn, God forbid, that if you're not going to light the fire, they might think that you're never allowed to light a fire. So for a super duper Talmud Chacham, we dafka go to be Mechal on Shabbos in order to teach the din to others. That's creative. I don't think it's true la halacha. I think l'maisa, Right? I don't think it's true, but it's a creative approach. He says that's what Roi Zelech Halav is a Shah, is because it's Hillel.
It's a slippery slope. Who rises the level of
Hillel
for this phenomenon?
It's very hard to be Magdir. Right. It's very hard to be Magdir. So that's one mahalach. I have another mahalach, though, which I like, the Minsker Gadol. The Minsker Gadol in the Sefer Argot, I actually wrote an article about this years ago. There's a, in the Yeshiva's Torah Journal, there's a Rashi in Sanhedrin about Mefachin Olav HaSagal, that when someone is breaking in, Baba Machteres, and the wall falls down on him, so Mefachin Olav HaSagal, that you can even save him, even on Shabbos, because he's no longer breaking and entering by the time the wall falls on him, and therefore it's not nitan lahatzilo benafsho. So the Or Gadol on that Rashi and on this Gemara, the Or Gadol says the same chiddush. The chiddush is that maybe I'm only mechal Shabbos for somebody who ends up in the pekuach nefesh situation on his own. It just happened to him, I should say. But let's say there's somebody who is, Rachman Lotzon, trying to commit suicide. Are you Mechal Shabbos to save him? I put myself in a situation. Am I allowed to be Mechal Shabbos?
He put himself in a Poshia situation.
Are you Mechal Shabbos? Yeah. So again, so La Halacha, I think we would be. But the Or Gadol, the Minsker Gadol, has a chiddush that you're not Mechal Shabbos for someone who put himself in a situation to put his life at risk. Maybe Zok the Gemara Roi Zel Chal Olav Shabbos about Hillel. You can be Mechal Shabbos even though he put himself in a situation. He climbs up to the roof on the Tkufas Teves. The snow's gonna. But we realize, you know what? He Nafsho Chashka B'Torah so much. It's not that he was someone who's trying to hurt himself, God forbid. It's just that he got so overcome with Torah, he's saying, you know what? Even though he put himself in the situation, he'll still be Mechal Shazran. That's where the Minsker Gadol takes this Gemara. Okay, so Zayin, I'm not sure. But the fact is, this Gemara sounds like the Chofetz Chaim's Diyuk. So I'm allowed to spend more than a Chomesh for Talmud Torah. And maybe that is part of what goes on in the sugya of Yisachar and Zvon, Yisachar and Chomesh. However, I noticed that in the Sefer Chavatzelas HaSharon, Rav Karlbach, so in the Chavatzelas HaSharon, he points out, not Rav Karlbach, who used to live. No, this is a fellow, he's alive now in Eretz Yisrael. He's a very nice Sefer, he's really nice.
I quote it a lot,
I like him. Yeah. So the Chavetzelas Hashem, Rabbi Karlbach, says that he thinks is a machlokes hatanoyim, machlokes amarim, I should say, about whether you're allowed to spend more than a chomesh for Talmud Torah. This chiddush of the Chofetz Chaim might not be pashut. Let's learn the Gemara in Erevin together. Bottom source. Right, the Torah tells me, behind the Domer above Dimi Bar Chama Bar Dosa, Ma'adich Sev, the Pesach in the Tzavim, Lo Bashamayim Hi, Velo Me'ever La Yom Hi, Torah is not in Shamayim, it's not Me'ever La Yom, meaning Lo Bashamayim Hi, She'im Bashamayim Hi, Ata Tzarech La Lo Sechareha, Ve'me'ever La Yom Hi, Ata Tzarech La Varachareha. Were Torah to be Bashamayim, you'd have to get it there. Were Torah to be Me'ever Hayam, you'd have to get it there. Rava Amar Lo Bashamayim Hi, Lo timtza b'mishe magviya daito ala hakashamayim. Torah will never be found with someone who's a bal gaiva, whose das is up to the shamayim. Velo timtza b'mishe magviya daito ala hakayam. You're not going to find Torah with someone who's so broad like the yam, who's such a bal gaiva like that. Reb Yochanan amar lo b'shamayim hi, lo timtza b'gasei haruach, lo mevel hayam, lo timtza lo b'sachranim, lo b'tagrarim. You're not going to find Torah among merchants. Now, Zok the Netziv, in his Perush on the She'otos, in Simen Yotes, the Chavetzelas HaSharon quotes, the Netziv says that there is a machlekes here in the Gemara about how you teach lo b'shamayim hi. The first approach is that were Torah to be b'shamayim, you'd have to go and get it. Now, you know how much it costs to get to Shamayim? How much is a seat on the space shuttle now? Well, the space shuttle hasn't been flying for a few years.
Musk.
How much is a seat on the... on one of these Russian rockets that can go up to the space station. These are very expensive seats, no? Right? There is a thing called personal space travel, if you want. You can do it, but it's really expensive. It's going to be more than a chomesh. But were Torah to be Bashamayim, you'd have to do it. It's going to cost a ton of money. The other Mahalchim, Loi Bashamayim he, means that you're not going to find Torah among Gasei HaRuach. You won't find Torah among people whose Magbia Daitam Kashamayim. That is disagreeing with the first approach. The first approach says, spend all your money for Torah. Second approach says, no. We have a limit. Chomesh, don't spend more. Now, one could argue that the svaru I'm allowed to spend all my money on Torah is because ki heim chayenu v'arech yameinu. The reason why I don't spend all my money on tzedakah is basically because chayecha kodmen, no? Svara would indicate that there's a poor guy and he comes to me, and the Mechaber Paskins and Hilchos Tzedakah, by the way, that there's always a degree of pekuach nefesh when someone's mamish poor. So Svarno says I should give all my money to save him, no? De machsoro, whatever he needs. The only thing is, if I'll give more than the chomesh, I could end up poor. Right? Chayecha kodmen. But Torah, that's the life. So to give all your money for Torah, right? I think there's a certain... it might be true. That's what the Chafetz Chaim is saying. Okay, but let's go back to what we have. We're going back to Yisachar Zvolon. So the first Kedush Yisachar Zvolon is you could give more than a Chomesh. Reb Moshe says it should be half an ep. By the way, when I quote Reb Moshe, this is in Yerideya Chelek Dalad Simen Lamed Zayin. It's a really long tshuva. I didn't give you the tshuva just too long. But let's now just analyze the Heskim, these agreements between Yisachar and Zvolon a little bit more. The easiest way to understand the agreement between Yisachar and Zvolon is that it's another form of tzedakah. But, right, it's the form of tzedakah that you're allowed to spend more than the chomesh. That's the easiest way. The problem with assuming that's the form of tzedakah, however, says Reb Moshe, is that's assuming that Yisachar was poor, and Zvolun was rich, and Zvolun is giving money to Yisachar, to the poor person. But was Yisachar poor? The psukim in Vizos HaBracha, Tishefa yamim yinako usifunei temunechol. What's usifunei temunechol? They have the hidden stuff in the sand. What's hidden in the sand? Zakt Rashi. Kisuye temunechol. Taris v'chila zonu zechuchas levana. Inside the sand, they have taris are like certain fish, which are, right, Gemara is in Avodah Zarah, Taris Trufa. There's certain fish that like, live in muddy areas. Are there? Okay, that's probably not worth that much. Chilazon is there. Ooh. Chilazon. You could earn a bundle on chilazon. Zechuchas Levana. White glass. That stuff is worth its weight in chilazon. Right? It's really expensive. And that's what they have. Right? Bechelko shal Yisachar uzavon haya. Both Yisachar and Zvolun had this. Zuck Reb Moshe, if Yisachar has Chilazon and Zechuchas Levana, Yisachar is rich. So it can't be that it's a din of tzedakah. Reb Moshe at the end of the Tshuva writes that the Rambam never quotes anything about Yisachar Zvolun relationships. And maybe Zuck Reb Moshe that the Rambam felt it's a din of tzedakah, and you don't have to quote other dinim of tzedakah, but the Pashtus Reb Moshe says is that it's not a din of tzedakah at all.
He was rich, why would he agree to this arrangement about half his
chus? Why would he agree to this arrangement if he's rich? So the teretz is, they have money, but they don't want any burdens to, remember, to go and work, right? It takes your mind away from learning. They want to learn full-time, complete intensity. That's what Yisachar is. Yodei bina le'itim. Right? They want to just plug away.
So you could sell his drooling rights to the chilazon.
You think like our president-elect. Right?
Thinking out of the
okay, fine. Now, let's just go Quickly, another few dinim about Heskim of Yisachars and Zevulun. So now, the Gemara in Sota Chafalof, this is the only Gemara in Shas about deals of Yisachar and Zevulun. Sota Chafalof on the Pasuk, Im Yitainish Haskohom Be'sobo Ahavobos Yavuzulo. I give all my money, Kohela says, and it'll be an embarrassment to me. Shirashim. You're right. Thank you. You're right. Is it Kohel? No, Shir Hashirim. No, it's in Shir Hashirim. In Yitesh Kavala, but Ochoson Ketana V'Shadayim Eila, it's Shir Hashirim. You're right. Thank you. Right? Shir Hashirim. Ah, so, Boz Yavuzulon, Zak the Gemara, Amar Ula, Lo Kishimen Achi Azariah, Velo Kreb Yechanan, the Bey Nesia, the embarrassment, Boz Yavuzulon, the bad thing is not like Shimen Achi Azariah, and it's not like Yochanan the Bein Nesia, Ella Kehila v'Shevna. Hila and Shevna is the bad way of doing it. Dichiyos Rav Dimi Amar, Hila v'Shevna Achi Hevu, Hila and Shevna were two brothers, Hila Osak b'Torah, Shevna Osak b'Iska. I don't think it's the same Hillel as we had in on the roof, right? It's a different Hillel. But Hillel is wearing Torah, Shevna is doing business, the Sof Amalei Tonariv v'Niflig, let's go and let's divide up. Yatzus Abasko v'Amra im Yitainish Kohom Beisav Ahava Bos Yavuzulo. So Hillel and Shevna, right, I do business, you learn, at the end we say, let's make a division, Bos Yavuzulo. But what Shimon Achi Azariah did is a good arrangement. What Hillel and Shevna did is a bad arrangement. What's the difference between them? So the Pashtus is that if you read this Gemara in Sota carefully, Hillel and Shevna, the Gemara says, Besof, Amar Lai Tanar V'Niflig, at the end. I already did all the learning. Afterwards, I say, you know what? Give, too late. Too late, you can't do it, L'mefreya. You have to do your Yisachar Zevulun relationship ahead of time. Right? Shimon Achi Azariah is a good Yisachar Zevulun relationship. Rashi at the beginning of Zevachim says Shimon Achi Azariah, that Azariah was Oseg with Prakmatia, and he supported Shimon. Right? The first Mishnah in Zevachim speaks about that Pishach the Karbin Shalom Lashma, it's no good, but Shimon Achi Azariah, the Tana Shimon Achi Azariah says, if I shech the Karbin for a higher thing, it is a good Karbin. If I shech Kachim Kalim, Lashem Kachim Kachim, it is good. Right? First Mishnah in Zevachim. So Rashi writes, Shimon Achi Azariah, funny name, because Azariah did business, and he supported Shimon when he learned Torah, and they made a deal that Sheyehei Chelek LaAzariah B'Schar Talmudo Shel Shimon, like we say in Sota. Meaning, if you make the deal ahead of time, it's good. And all the poskim say, you want to do your Yisachar Zevulun arrangement, it's got to be ahead of time. The Ramah Paskins, in Yerideya Reish Mem Vav, that I underline the key parts, the Mechaber and the Ramah Pasim. Mishiyashalo Lumod, Mishiyinu Yodea Kral Lumod, O Nehatir Deshiyashalo, Yaspig Lacherim Halomdem. If I can't learn, I should support others. And then, Zok the Ramah, Vetechoshivo Kilu Lomei Ba'atzmo. I support you, it's as if I'm learning myself. Now, this is a meritic thing, by the way. No? I can get into Olam Haba, right? Through someone else's learning. I remember in Yeshiva, remember Reb David Kav? He was like a Rebbe in Keren B'Yavna. Reb David? So, Reb David Kav, you also went to Keren B'Yavna, right? No, you went to Shalavim. Right? But Reb David was like, a classical Lamdin in the old school. So Reb David's line was, understand, you have a choice. You get into Olam Haba by learning yourself, to get into Olam Haba by supporting someone else who learns. In Olam Haba, they're going to be learning all day. So you get into Olam Haba, but you're going to be so embarrassed that you don't know the Taisus in Zvachim. That was his take. Okay, now. And then, Yocho Odom, the Ramah writes, Yocho Odom, Mahasasim Chavesh, Hu Yasuk Betor, Bahu Yamtsi Lo Parnosa, V'yach Lukimo Haschar, Avam Kevar Asak Betor, then you can't sell. I can't sell you my schar. Schar for Talmud Torah is not something that can be sold. But what I can do is make an arrangement ahead of time, right? And that arrangement can work in one of two ways. Reb Moshe says it works mitzad shutfis, and according to Reb Moshe, it has to be half and half. Others say it works mitzad shutfis, it might not have to be half and half. Reb Asher Weiss entertains that idea. And then there's another mahalach, based on the Me'ivi on this Gemara in Sota, that maybe the way it works is because of a Gemara that says, if I'm Messiah you to do a mitzvah, I get a schar in your mitzvah. If I'm the responsible party for the mitzvah that you did, so then I get schar from your mitzvah. Now, the Achronim will discuss. The Achronim will discuss a number of things over here. First of all, according to Reb Moshe, that Heske Misachar Zvulun is a shutfis, it's a partnership. I'm not allowed to use my Meiser money for this partnership. Because,
more than half.
I can't use my Meiser money. Why? Because this is business. I want to get Olam Haba. The raya that it's not stucker is that this din does not make it in Hilchot Stucker, it's in Hilchot Talmud Torah and Shulchan Aruch, etc. Now, when I make a Yisachar Zvulun relationship with you, I'm learning full time. Do I lose some of my schar of Torah because I entered this Yisachar Zvulun relationship? Is it bad for me? Right? Would it be that I would get more Olam Haba or not? So there's a big machlokes hachrayim. But Moshe assumes, absolutely, you lose some. Because since it's a shutfis, it's a partnership, I give you money, you give me schar talmud Torah. Now, Moshe says, however, that it could be that it's not exactly half and half, because the amount of learning that I could have done without your money all goes to me. And the only thing I have to divide up half and half is the extra learning that I'm doing because of your money. Alright? Okay, but... that seems to go against the cheshbon that we had earlier. So why Zavulon is better off than Yisachar? But okay, so Zayin.
If I'm a party to an arrangement like this, let's say I'm a Zavulon, right? Can I demand of Yisachar that he has to take a series of chinos?
Yeah, absolutely. I can make demands. I know. I heard. I'm not sure it's true of a Yisachar Zavulon relationship. Actually, someone told me that Tzvika Reisman in Los Angeles is a Zavulon for some people, even though he's a very fine Talmud Chacham himself. He learns a lot, right? Svarim. But he requires the people that he supports to send him Shtik Lach Torah. Write up what you're learning, I want to see it. He's demanding. Right? Okay. Yisachar Zavulon relationship. You can demand stuff, 100%. Now, do I lose some of my schar because of you? So, Reb Moshe says absolutely yes. The Arachayim HaKadosh in Parashas Kisisa, the Arachayim HaKadosh thinks that maybe you don't lose anything. Because we have a principle in halacha, or a principle in life, called Ner La'echad, Ner La'meya. Right? That the candle can, right, ignite many other candles. So what, perhaps you don't lose anything. Reb Asher Weiss has a following idea also. He says, one second. He says, I don't understand the whole kasha. Do I lose some of my schar or not? He says, Ein lanu esek bin hastaris. I have no idea how schar works. Right? Sometimes you have a person for whom doing a little mitzvah can involve so much mental anguish and so much tircha. Sometimes that person's depressed, and that person comes to the base medrash and opens a sefer and learns it 2 minutes. It could be that those 2 minutes is going to give him more schar in Olam Haba. We don't know. We don't know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives out schar. We have no way of knowing. So Reb Moshe always says, don't get me involved in these cheshbonos, whether you lose your schar, you don't lose your schar. Right? Some of the sermons say, don't enter Yisachar's own relationship as a Yisachar, because you get the worst end of the deal. You end up losing. Right? It's really very interesting. Now, one thing I noticed, by the way, there's a sefer called the Nachlas Shiva, which is like a compilation of all the shtaros. Rabbonim in Europe use this all the time. So I got a Nachlas Shiva. I got it when the yeshiva was giving away some of Dr. Lamb's farim, so I got a Nachlas Shiva from there. And I decided to flip through this afternoon and say, what does a Yisachar Zvulun relationship shtar looks like? You know what? They don't have one. It doesn't exist. In the entire Sefer Nachlas Shiva, you don't have it. Yeah, I have this 1833 shtar that I found online, but you don't have it in the Nachlas Shiva. The Chazanish and some of the Igros and Igeris Memvav Memzayin drafted in his own handwriting Yisachar's own relationships. But the Pashto says you don't need a shtar at all. It's in gentleman's agreement. That's where Moshe writes in the Tshuva. Right? He says you don't need any sort of shtar. It's an agreement that we should divide the line. I find these topics really interesting. One other thing is some of the websites say enter Yisachar's own relationship, And it's a segula that Zevulun will be successful in Parnasa. Lo hayu devarim me'olam. It's not true. No? It's not true. In fact, the poskim discuss, let's say Zevulun entered a Yisachar Zevulun relationship and he has a really bad year in business. He's still mechayev to pay! It's you have a deal over here. You agreed to pay, right? If your warehouse gets flooded, you still have to pay your suppliers. No? I have a relationship. Lo hayud vrami olam, there's a segula, there's a volun will be successful. But all these websites say, enter Yisachar's own relationship, and you will see. But by the way, also you have these websites that say that, you know, you give money to a certain organization, Chaim Kanievsky, and everyone's going to daven for you, right? Don't do it.
Say that we did have, right? That's the catchphrase I was using.
What's the phrase? Aser Shetis Hashem, right? So that's true. But give Meiser, we believe that.
That's not true. I mean, I get emails from Tom Cheshavas, and they're all people who are big Balet Stocker now.
Again, so there are kashas, but we believe Chazal that by giving Meiser, ultimately we won't lose. I believe the Gemara in the Sefrei, and it's called in Tainus Daf Tes and Taisus, no? But to say that I'm going to give money, one of these organizations says. They have all these awful stories that people are going through tzaris in life, and they say, "Give money to it's kupat ha'ir. Give money to kupat ha'ir, and kupat ha'ir, whatever pranking, yes, going to the gedolim daven for you, and everything will be okay." And then things aren't okay. That your relative is getting sick. And give more money, more money. That is terrible. That is terrible. These ideas that. I don't like that at all. And also, I think it's not true that a Yisachar Zevulun relationship means that Zevulun will automatically be successful. This is what we want to discuss tonight, and we should have a good Shabbos. It's important to support Talmud Torah, but it's important to learn on our own, and I still like that far from Reb David Kav, that Lamaisi, get up into Olam Haba, you want to be able to follow the Shir yourself. You don't want to be able to just sit next to the guy that you supported. Okay, Shkaya, thank you for listening.